week of Judge Fonzo and Molly, two guys, one gal, talking some shit.
Just a couple of guys and a gal gonna be talking some shit, man.
Can't wait to talk some shit with you guys.
How was you guys this week?
I got my ass handed to me at work.
That's a big ass. Did you have to carry that around with two hands?
It was not fun. It was not a fun work week.
I had a short work week, so mine wasn't my ass. What about you, Stat Guy?
Had a short work week and got to go snowboarding.
Thank you, Stat Guy Lady.
I'm just jealous.
I had my boss ask me, hey, man, I think you need a day off. Why don't you take a day off? And I had yesterday, without getting too much into it, the most memorable, most fucking amazing day that I've had in years. Me and Johnny and PJ went to Copper Mountain. 3 inches of fresh snow, free passes, fucking snowboarded all day, went to a concert last night, like...
That was a concert?
I needed a good time.
Are you talking about Inga? That was a concert?
Yeah.
I thought that was your fiddle player and some other guy.
It was a show.
It was good music.
It was a good show.
It was good music, guy.
But you wouldn't call it a concert.
I wouldn't really call it a concert.
Buddy, I'm just saying, from the time I opened my eyes at 5 a.m. until I closed them that night, was... hands down, minute for minute, one of the best days I've had in a long time.
How did you feel on our wedding day?
Foul ball!
Wait.
She just took a panda cake all over that.
To answer your question, decent.
Wow, wrong answer.
All right, let's get going here. Five fun facts. First one, the scientific term for brain freeze is sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
I feel like you should have practiced that before you actually read it on IR.
Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
Sounds like something my balls get.
Do your balls hang up.
Can you tie them in a bow?
Dude, if your balls have a condition that has that many syllables, either seek some help or cut them off.
I wonder what the scientific term for blue balls is.
That's a great
next show. We will have to look at it.
Next show.
We'll have it.
Next show.
Swollen tightest itis.
The scientific term for blue balls.
All right. Fun fact number two. Canadians say sorry.
Sorry.
So much that a law was passed in 2009 declaring that an apology can't be used as evidence of admission to guilt.
Oh, Canada.
What the fuck? Who has to tell you that?
I didn't mean to shoot you in the fucking face.
Bro, stop playing.
You say sorry too much?
Sorry.
What was that? The video you sent Thomas and I earlier this week, where it was that guy who shot himself.
So it was a video on Instagram, and a guy is trying to practice target shooting, but he's trying to practice quick draw and close quarter shooting.
He didn't have the safety.
And so before he even got the gun out of his holster, he shot himself in the knee, and on camera you can hear he's like, oh, fuck!
I just fucking shot myself!
And he picks his gun up and he's holding his knee and he's limping away.
The camera goes automatically dark because it's obvious he's filming himself.
He looks over to his cell phone and shuts it off. Don't go live, fam. Always edit.
TikTok sensation.
From the trigger. He was trying to quick draw from the trigger.
From the holster. Yeah.
Man,
but
quick draw from the...
from the trigger. He was pulling. He used the trigger to pull the gun out.
Well, that's just
shot himself
stupid.
In the fucking leg.
That's just fucking stupid.
And it's like a 45, so it's not a small round, fam. It's a big round.
To be fair, lodged he in walked off stage.
No, he limped.
He limped.
He did no such thing as walking.
He gimped. He was hunchbacked and limping off. He wasn't straight back limping off. He was hunchbacked limping off.
100%.
I wonder if he nicked his third leg.
No, it was too low of a shot. Yeah.
I was just going to say, this guy. His truck is too big for as small of a dick he has.
When you see the video, this guy's house had wheels on it.
Single or double wide?
Single.
All right. Fun fact number three, moving on. Nintendo trademarked the phrase, "It's on like Donkey Kong," in 2010.
That rules.
Why? When a rapper created it.
No, because Donkey Kong, the video game, wasn't that a Nintendo video game?
It's a Nintendo video game, but the phrase, "on like Donkey Kong," is out of a rap lyric.
Which one?
It's out of a,
old school.
It is.
Stat Boy, look it up.
Wait.
Yeah.
This is why we have you.
Oh.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
He's sitting there like folded arms asking
Air
which
Force
one.
Air Force Ones did not take off until Nelly made the song in my Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
And they made them popular. Same thing with Timberland boots. They was always a work boot. Until Wu-Tang got them and made them popular.
Yeah. Blood on the dance floor is what it says that the name of the artist is.
Yeah.
Blood on the dance floor.
So it's on Donkey Kong?
Yeah. On like Donkey Kong is originally coined by song by Blood on the Dance Floor.
What year?
I've never heard of that act, though.
It had to be like early 2000, mid-90s, I think.
I got you.
So... If Nintendo trademarked it, does that mean anytime you say it's on like Donkey Kong, you owe them like 10 cents?
Yeah.
Where's my change purse?
You just can't profit from it. You can say it. It's just like how Paris Hilton made That's Hot.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you can say it. You just can't put it on a shirt or use it in.
You can't use it for... profit.
Yeah. 93? Stat Boy?
That's what this says. 93. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, people saying it, we're not saying it for profit yet, Bull and Bush. Brought to you by Bull and Bush. But if you're profiting off of it, then, yeah, I guess Nintendo can come at you and do something.
It's like Dallas Page is a diamond cutter. So his diamond song, he would do that.
Yeah.
Throw it down right before he did his thing.
Yeah.
So that's the rock song. Jay-Z and them used to throw that up anytime that was their song, like for their label, The Rock.
Yeah.
So he sued them, and they had to pay him like $10 million.
Fonzo.
And then stop using it.
Fonzo.
Yeah.
There's one other article that says that Ice Cube... quoted it in 92.
That's where I thought I heard
it. In the song, Now I Gotta Get With Ya.
Yeah.
In 92.
Uh-huh. That's who I probably heard say it.
I would like to guess that Ice Cube fucking coined on Donkey Kong.
100%.
Fun fact number four. If you cut down a saguaro cactus in Arizona, you can be charged with a class 4 felony and penalized with jail time.
Why? They're protected trees?
I guess. Well, the cactus isn't a tree. It's a plant.
It might be they're protected because it's not like, I mean, not like you're going to be able to go into the redwoods and cut down with a chainsaw one of those magnificent redwoods, but you're not allowed to.
It's like they're protected. It's the state tree of Arizona.
It might be.
Are you being serious or is that a joke?
I don't know, but they're all over.
It might be protected and endangered with
I know in Yellowstone they have like these mounds that form naturally and you're not allowed to step on them because they don't reform again after that. You ruin them And I saw that in, what's that John Travolta movie where they steal the plane?
Snakes on a Plane?
No. John Travolta.
It was him and Christian Slater where they were the
pilots
and they dropped the
F-15.
He dropped the stealth bombers and they stole the bomb. I can't remember. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so in that movie, that plane ends up in Yellowstone. And Christian Slater steps on one of those mounds.
Yeah.
And the ranger who finds him is like, you just ruined the ecosystem. Don't step on those.
What I comes? Like that's the best thing that you took out of that movie that we don't even know the name of the movie. It's the only thing is like he ruined the ecosystem.
Everything else was fictional. That was the only fact in the movie.
Yes, Thomas, you're raising your hand like our listeners can see you.
Need a bathroom break?
Under the Arizona Native Plant Protection Act, if a person is caught cutting down a saguaro, it is considered a felony criminal damage charge that results in 25 years in prison.
That's what I just said.
Cactuses are professionally, legally protected by the legal part of Arizona.
Because of the native?
It's called the Native Plant Protection Act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice.
So it sounds like it's an endangered cactus.
Endangered.
Yeah. Not one you keep in your bathroom and talk to in the morning.
Good luck with that. Some people might knock on your door.
All right. Fun fact number 5. In 2009, Stephen Hawking held a reception for time travelers, but didn't publicize it until after. This way, only those who could time travel would be able to attend.
Nobody attended.
Nobody attended.
Bro, that has to be made up. That 100% has to be. One of the greatest minds in our generation did that? Are you kidding me?
Therefore, nobody attended.
That's one of my favorite fun facts you've ever done.
Does that mean time traveling is impossible?
No, they were too busy predicting Super Bowl.
They already knew what he was going to be talking about, so they didn't show up.
They just skipped that.
Well, where would I go, man? You know what the fuck he's going to be saying.
Yeah,
this is boring.
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
He's way already.
He's too fucking long-winded.
The tone of his voice annoys me.
What are you talking about?
Dude, I hope there's not a stairway to heaven. I don't think Stephen Hawking's gonna get there.
He's got a chairlift. It has to be handicap accessible. It's regulation.
ADA.
That's regulation.
Since 1975. Even heaven had to make those.
Yeah, bro. Everywhere. Anywhere that houses people has to have that.
It's
wow.
Imagine getting a law thing on the doors of heaven.
We like to speak with the owner, God.
I got a petition.
This is not ADA accessible.
Oh, my God. All right, never mind.
Okay.
So, it's funny, last week we were talking about Boeing and like
the Blue Dawn.
Using the Dawn door seals. And it's funny because, was it the next day I saw that story and I texted you guys? So, John Barnett, he was the whistleblower who was being deposed in the lawsuit against them about safety standards. At Boeing was found dead in the hotel parking lot in his truck. So he was staying at a hotel where he was
during depositions.
He was giving his deposition and they found him dead in his truck with his gun next to him. And the coroner ruled it a self-inflicted gunshot wound, which one, I think it's bullshit. Because weeks before he had told friends he thought he was going to be killed, He had travel plans. The set is falling down around us. he had future travel plans mm-hmm. made. He was in good spirits. Yep.
That's what every, like, his people that were his lawyers were saying. He was in good spirits. Everything's going our way. But then it looks like a self-inflicted gunshot wound. My question is, did the coroner do their actual due diligence? Because did he have actual gunpowder residue on his hands? Because that's what has to happen when you're the actual shooter. And that's what gets you caught. I think this coroner, or what's ever happening, there's some cover-up shit going on.
He didn't kill himself.
He did not kill himself. Yeah. He did not.
And it's just like the same thing with the whistleblower who proved that the United States government flooded Oakland with crack cocaine to fund the war against the Contra wars. And they said he committed suicide and he had two bullet holes in his head. So what'd he do? Shoot himself once?
Twice?
And then say, that ain't good enough? And shot himself again?
No, that's an execution.
Yeah, man. Like, this happens all the time when you talk about these multi-billion dollar companies.
Mm-hmm. He was going to take them down with a swoop.
Yeah.
One that Blue Dawn shit, like... Come on.
What you looking for, Chris?
Oh, I'm just reading the bottom of the article, but yeah, it doesn't say, all it says is police are investigating, but it was ruled self-inflicted.
I guarantee this investigation goes nowhere.
Yeah. No. Oh, Bowen's got enough money. They probably...
I'm just wondering if there's anyone who's on, what was his name, John Barrett, on his...
Barnett.
Who was someone that was an ally with him that will... keep going and keep whistleblowing against Boeing. Obviously.
Well, they have his testimony recorded. Like,
yeah.
It's public record now.
But he was still. There
he
was
had
still,
more to give.
There was
That's
still
the
more
point
to give.
Of the deposition.
Yeah. There was still more
we
to give.
We got more questions. Yes, you gave us this information.
Yeah.
Now we have more questions about the information.
Because they were getting into the nitty gritty. He was just at the top of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Not to the root.
And they killed him.
Oh, yeah. He definitely was killed.
Yeah.
Also, other news. A man was awarded $1.1 million.
Not enough.
Not enough, yeah.
He spent 17 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. The guy who actually did it looks identical to him.
Man, I wish we had video.
So how I'm describing it is it's the guy who was wrongly accused next to the guy that he's been 17 years in prison, like, after photo. They look exactly alike. But then the other thing is their names are Richard and Ricky.
Yeah.
So they're...
Well, he got convicted because he was picked out of a lineup.
Yeah.
You know, eyewitness testimony is the weakest.
Yeah. Because you're on adrenaline. You think you know every single detail of it. But facial recognition is the last thing that you actually remember.
I bet that's how he got off. Like, facial recognition software is probably what got this man off.
17 years, because the crime was in 1999, a man tried to steal a woman's purse outside of a Walmart in Roland Park, Kansas. A woman fought back and held onto the purse, but the man made off with her cell phone. Because the woman fell and scraped her knees, the phone theft was classified as aggravated robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Eyewitness identified the criminal as a light-skinned Hispanic or African-American man named Rick, who had long hair pulled back. And it's funny because Rick had an alibi that he was at a birthday party, which was corroborated by several people at the birthday party. But this woman picked him out of the lineup.
And they just picked her. Was she white?
No, she's the one. She was the victim, right?
She was the victim.
I know,
he picked him out of the lineup.
But if he had alibis, then that should have negated everything. But
yeah, it should. That's on the police, though. That's their
shitty investigation.
Yeah, bro. Like, that should have made you think, okay, something's off here.
Yeah.
Now you should investigate further. They didn't do that, obviously.
But Fonzo's right. There's countless studies done about how the human memory and witness
eyewitness
testimony is flawed.
Yeah.
You have to have it, but it's flawed.
I just remember when I was downtown and I had to do a lineup during pictures. My only true crime moment.
And you were like, it was a black guy.
No. It was a white dude. And I picked him out flawlessly because I knew him. But it wasn't like it was a victimless crime. I mean, not victimless. It was victim to our company. Because he was writing fraudulent checks.
Did he look exactly like the other guy?
The other guys they had were bullshit. There was one. It was a white dude, and they had a couple Hispanic guys thrown in there. I'm like, absolutely not.
Throw one in there.
we're gonna stir the pot with a couple of Hispanic guys.
I'm like, no.
That's the point of a lineup, though. But I know from firsthand experience, because when I was going for criminal justice, like, that was one of the courses we had, was investigation. Like, you had to really work a crime scene, put latent print powder down, pull the print with the tape. And then, like, one day in class, a random guy just walks in, he talks to the instructor, and then he leaves. And the instructor starts class like, hey, so who can tell me what the guy had on who just left here?
That's a good instructor.
And then, so he's at the whiteboard, and he says, all right, somebody raise it. Tell me what he had on. Writes it down. Then he calls the guy back in. 75 to 85% of the information we gave was wrong.
Motherfucker.
And we had just watched him.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even a crime. It wasn't even a crime.
No adrenaline was pumping, no nothing. And he walked in, and you know me, if somebody walked in, I put my eyes on him.
Yeah.
I think I got it right. I didn't even get it right. Wow. Like, 85, 75%. Only thing that we got right was that it was a white male with a short haircut. That was it.
Couldn't remember if it was blonde, dark hair.
Didn't remember the shirt he had on, color hair.
Shoes, nothing.
Shoes. Did he have on a watch? None of the other shit. None of it.
Dude.
Yep.
That's interesting. Speaking of interesting, well, he gets $1.1 million for 17 years.
That's fucked.
It's not enough.
I don't think it is either.
$65,000 for each year of his. They gave minimum wage. They minimum wage. Here's $65,000 for each year.
Yeah.
He gets paid?
Yeah, he gets $1.1 million.
He was unlawfully
used. They do that a lot.
Wait, whoa, are we talking about the guy that they're prosecuting?
No.
The guy who,
person that they...
He spent 17 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit.
I'm sorry.
And he's released now, and he has 1.1... Oh,
no, that's the next story. No, that's the next story.
We're still on 1.1 million.
Shut up, Breslin.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. The next story... A fourth former Mississippi officer is sentenced to 40 years in racially charged torture case.
Nice.
So Jackson, Mississippi, a former law enforcement officer who pleaded guilty to torturing two black men was sentenced to 40 years in prison Wednesday as accounts of the horrifying brutality of a self-styled goon squad of deputies gripped a federal courtroom.
So he's the fourth of three. There's still two more to go. I like that.
40 years? Did the guys die?
What the fuck, you mean?
It was racially motivated.
No. Yeah.
So it's a hate crime on top of it.
Yeah, why don't they get a life?
Because he didn't die.
They didn't die. The two men did not die.
And he probably didn't get life because he cooperated.
Thankfully, didn't die.
The two men did not die.
Thankfully.
It's craziness, bro.
But they 40 trust years. The police,
and I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Yeah. And the fact, are you watching the women's game or are you listening to the podcast? Yeah.
He's doing both. He can multitask.
Multitasking at its finest. The fact that they didn't die is the reason why he didn't get life in prison. Mm-hmm. And they probably would, they wouldn't have gotten life without parole, because it would have been, there would have been something, but there would have been a hate crime on top of it, but they would have still had the chances of parole because it's fucking Mississippi. I just, this guy, though, he looks like he's already in his 40s, 30s, so by 40 years, he's going to be in his 70s. I still don't think 40 years is enough.
Doesn't Mississippi have the death penalty?
No, they don't. They do not.
By what's hanging.
They actually don't.
Death by, shouldn't the punishment fit the crime? Shouldn't they be tortured now?
Yeah, no, they do. Fuck to death.
Mississippi does not have the death penalty, weirdly. Louisiana, Tennessee does, but Mississippi does not. Texas, we obviously do know. But
should they be shitting pancakes?
But there we go.
That's the greatest inside joke
there
ever.
There we go.
That's worse than the death penalty.
But the reason why the death penalty or the hate crime is a federal crime now, not just because of Obama, but because of Matthew Byrd, James Byrd, the guy from Texas, where those racist motherfuckers dragged him behind the car.
The truck,
and then Matthew Shepard in Wyoming, Obama signed an actual hate crime federal law because, and it was the James Byrd, Matthew Shepard hate crime law.
Yeah.
So the fact that he only got 40 years, he should be thankful.
Hope he dies there.
I do too. I hope he gets fucked to death by a bunch of black guys.
If a police officer goes to prison, don't PC. Aren't they?
They normally go into
PC protective custody.
Yeah,
protective custody.
You can't put him on the main line.
Yeah,
no,
he'd be dead.
Yeah. He would be fucked by a bunch of black.
No, he'd be dead. Yeah. You're not fucking him. You're gonna get rid of him. Yeah. You don't want him around, but.
Justice?
Did I send you guys that clip about Driving While Black?
No.
About rural Georgia, how when they were traveling through the state that they had to make sure they got enough gas to not stop in a random town. We call them sundown towns. So it's towns where if you're black, Mexican, or anything other than white, you can't be caught in that town when the sun goes down.
Dude, there's old black and white films about that shit.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still around.
Like, oh, yeah.
I read an article about that just a couple weeks ago where it was towns you shouldn't visit, and I can't remember what it was, but this was obviously a sundown town, and I remember it clearly when this person was 12. They're in their 30s now, but my dad was black, my mom was white, and we went into this diner, and people were just staring at them. And it was a town that they were kind of like just doing a road trip across the country, passing through, and they were just getting stared at. And my dad was like, "We need to leave them $5, $10 for the water. We're not even going to eat here. Let's get out."
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like, I had some buddies, they were moving my friend down to Miami because he was going to grad school after college, mm-hmm. and you have the option of going the expressway, which is when you're going to Florida, you can go I-70 to Kentucky, then highway straight down, or you can take the southern route through like Texas and Louisiana and Alabama, Mississippi, and all that. And they were looking at it. There's like, you don't stop here, you don't stop here, mm-hmm. you don't stop here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because cops will pick you out as a.
Bro, you get stopped, get arrested, they'll hold you until sundown, release you, and then you'll get dealt with. That's the way it works.
Is that where the term comes from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sundown.
Sundown towns. Yeah. You don't want to be. Shit. Henrietta, where Troy Aikman's from in Oklahoma, is a sundown town.
Oh, shit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Ask anybody from Oklahoma how racist Henrietta is.
In other news, the Michigan, we didn't talk about this last week, but the Michigan school shooter, Ethan Crumley's father, was on trial this week and found guilty.
Because the mom was already sentenced.
Mom was already sentenced.
Now the father dad. Father
was found guilty.
I like that they did two separate trials for the parents, too.
Is it negligence?
Yes.
Involuntary manslaughter.
That's what negligence is. Yes, Thomas, it's negligence.
And then the dumbass is threatening the prosecutor from jail.
During the sentencing.
Yeah.
So he just got an enhancement. They called that an enhancement. Mm-hmm.
That means
you when just he comes committed up for another crime while being convicted of a crime, so now you get an enhancement to your sentence.
So when probation.
Like a. No, like a. More years.
Like,
yeah.
Like, how many years did the mom get?
I think she got 15 to 20.
And so his would have been 15 to 20. He might got 30.
He might have been there for a while.
Gets another 10 thrown in there. But when he comes up for probation, actually, what's going to happen?
You're a threat to society, so guess what?
They're sent to be sentenced on April 9th at 9 a.m. together.
Oh.
They're going to be holding hands.
So separate trials, but they're sent. They get to find out their fate together.
I wish we had a co-ed prison. Send them to the co-ed prison. You can serve your time together.
Yeah.
No. Reflect. No, they don't deserve that.
Reflect.
They don't deserve
that. Yeah, they hate each other. What better punishment is it to spend 30 years with the person you don't like?
Are they divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually set them to confinement together.
He spent time in between both homes, and both parents knew about his detailing of wanting to commit that crime. The mom was convicted for actually having the gun and not keeping it safe. And I believe the dad's convicted for knowing the threat and not doing anything.
Can I ask?
He was the one. There's videos of him teaching him how to shoot too.
Can I ask? What do you guys think about the whole playing dumb concept of these cases are where they're like, he was a perfect boy, he was a fine child, he was this and that. What do you guys think about like the playing dumb?
I think it's different now with social media. Because back in the day when it, if you look at like Columbine, there wasn't Facebook, there wasn't anything like that where these kids could have their manifestos posted online. These parents need to take like a responsibility, but I do think in Columbine that the parents knew that their kids were mentally unstable.
How? The parents were never home. That was one of the biggest things in the trial.
But that comes right back to the accountability.
Bro, they gotta make a living, bro. Listen, they did everything within their power, bro. We can't blame every parent for bad kids. Some kids are just inherently bad, fam.
I respect
it happens.
Opinion. I'm just saying, do you think that the opinion of we didn't know he was sick is valuable? Because I don't think
I don't think it is anymore. I don't think it is anymore.
How many of your friends do you know who are suicidal right this second or that can do anything like this?
I'm just saying you spend every minute, every day with this child. It's your child.
Bro, they don't spend every day. That's a lie. They do not spend every minute, every day with their children. They have work. The children are at school.
You don't think there's something wrong with them? At dinner time, even if you don't do dinner.
You don't know. Some people are oblivious because they're living their life.
Isn't that their responsibility?
Yeah, it is. But I'm not going to hold you accountable for something that somebody else did if you weren't aware. If you're aware, then yes, you should be held accountable.
So do you think this trial is justified?
Yes, because they were aware.
They were aware. It's a type. That's what I'm saying, is social media now, like where these kids do manifestos and everything. And then, again, this one, parents cannot be held liable or accountable for the Santa Barbara shooting kid that happened back in 2012, where the incel, I know you guys don't remember that word, but he was 21, 22, but he posted manifestos everywhere. His parents got him help. They got him everything. They did everything for him, but he was 21 at the time.
But that's the difference, is the effort that they made. So what about the ones that neglected the red flag signals.
Do you know they saw the red flag signals? Yeah. As in this case, we know they did because they helped create them. So
they
yes.
got him the gun. They failed to acknowledge his declining mental health while he was posting this shit and drawing this shit.
Exactly.
Fair. Fair.
And that's what, because they were called to the school about it that morning.
Yeah.
And he had the bag with the weapons in it.
Yeah.
Negligence.
So shouldn't the school be held accountable also?
100%.
How the fuck you let him on site with a bag when you know these things are in his head?
This is where I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the lawsuit
against the school district.
I'm waiting. Yeah.
We lean too far on the school district. It needs to fall on the parents.
Bro, schools have a responsibility to protect my fucking child. Correct. I send my child to you. You protect them like they're yours.
Correct. Yep.
You don't let them get bullied at school, which leads to this shit.
Correct.
That's how it happens. That's how it starts. It starts at school.
Correct. But the finger pointing gets too sharp on the school.
No, it doesn't. It ain't sharp enough. We don't hold them enough accountable.
You need to hold the kids and the parents.
Public service.
I pay for it. I pay fucking taxes. Serve me.
So
serve me. This is the complaint I have about the police. I pay taxes for them, and it's against me. You're working against me. The same with the schools, public schools. It's set up for the children that go to public schools to fail. They don't have the same resources as private schools. The classrooms are too big. So the teacher can't, there's no possible way for the teacher to keep control of a classroom.
Overworked and underpaid.
A teacher's job is to teach, not to regulate the fucking education of a student against violence.
That's teaching.
But against
violence. That's teaching.
Thomas. Against violence.
That's teaching.
Thomas.
I disagree.
But back in when we were growing up, we had possibly the biggest class I had was 25 kids to one teacher. Maybe, and that's homeroom. Sometimes these kids are in a classroom with 40 kids. And, like, think about 40 kindergartners.
As a teacher. They're not...
As a human being,
as
man!
As a human being. But, like, just a 40, like, for kindergartners, where they're not, like, teaching them day-to-day, like, it's not history, it's not math, it's not this. This is kindergartners. Back when I was in kindergarten, it maybe was 20, 15 in a classroom. This teacher that is overworked and underpaid, yes, she's got great benefits, but she's got 45-year-olds running around, like, trying to keep them disciplined. That's not okay.
Which is my point.
No, it's not your point. It's my point.
Your point.
My point. So, for these teachers trying to keep these kids accountable, the parents need to be accountable.
Which was my point to him.
But also, when you get to the older grade group and you see red flags and talk to the parents, when you actually have those meetings between them, like between...
I could pull up 10 fight videos in schools where the teachers are just standing watching the kid get jumped
you
on.
You just talk...
I can pull up 20 fucking videos of where kids are being bullied and the adults in the schools are doing nothing about the bullying.
You just sent it.
And now you're mad at this child for reaching its limit and reacting.
Mm-hmm.
Their educator's not ready.
And that child goes tells his parent, the parent goes to the school, hey, my child's being bullied. Well, we can't do anything about it.
See, that's just bullshit.
The Riverside video that you sent us this week, that was bullshit.
No, I sent the teen girl who got jumped and just beaten in the
street. It was middle school, too.
Yeah.
And the teachers, like, the adults were just, like, not
and
doing
shit. So where's
shit.
My parent at? Yeah. They're at work. So what the fuck should the parent be doing? No, the adults, if their adults are present with children, do the right thing, man.
Fucking throw
it. Stop letting these children get bullied, bro.
Yeah.
I tell my kids right off the bat, motherfucker, put their hands on you. Make an example of them. Beat the shit out of them.
I don't care. Don't be the first one to put the hands on.
Bro, defend yourself.
Yeah.
Beat the fuck out of them. Make it an example.
Don't start it, but if someone starts it with you, you better finish it.
And there's too much passiveness at home, fam. Quit. Oh, go tell the... No, deal with it. Fucking stand up for yourself. Deal with it. If it becomes too much of a problem, call me. I'll come deal with it.
Yeah.
I was lucky growing up where my mom was a high school nurse. And there was...
Protect the kids.
Yep.
Protect
the kids.
Yep.
There was a time where I got a Saturday school because I stormed the field when we lost a softball. This is my senior year. Whatever. I got a Saturday school because I was cussing in the dugout with my friends that I'd been playing with since I was in second grade. And I got a Saturday school.
Did you use a bad word?
Oh, I used all the bad words. I used fuck, cunt, blah, 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 blah. So I got called in the principal's office that Monday morning, and I got a Saturday school when this guy used to be the former football coach. And I sat there, and I was like, you can't tell me as a football coach you didn't say those same words to your football players on the field on a good day. And he's like, well, Molly, you just have to represent yourself as a lady. And my mom stormed into his office. And I was like, Roger, you're out of line. You're fucking out of line. And so...
And she used all the words, too.
She used all the words. But yeah.
Wow.
But I had a parent that backed me up, and... But yeah, I had to do a Saturday school, and I had to scrape gum off lockers because he didn't want to be there for 8 hours. And I told him, I'm not going to work. He's like, well, you're scraping gum off lockers because I'm not going to sit here for 8 hours. And so I had, like, two lockers that I was a part of.
Scraping gum? How much gum is on these lockers? Like,
I don't know.
It was a thing.
But it was a thing. It was a thing in the early 2000s.
Like in the locker?
Outside the lockers.
Like, people just put gum on the locker. What
so
the
all
fuck
these school
hillbilly shit. So,
you don't see that shit in
inner city schools, man.
We're
not putting gum on lockers, bro.
In small towns, you're not allowed to have gum in your mouth in the classroom.
So
you chew it between periods, 4 minutes, and then when you're done, you fucking...
Yeah. That's
and then
true.
Go into your class.
Instead of putting it in the trash, imagine
that. But if I remember my school, there's a trash can like every 20
everywhere.
Feet.
Like, pass a bathroom, you pass a trash can.
But literally,
can't put gum in a trash can. You got to stick it on a locker.
No.
So I need you guys to stop hating on poor white trash.
So the Saturday school, kids have something to do. Yeah. Scrape the gum off,
bro. Saturday school. Who the fuck showed up for that? Give me give me my 3 day suspension. Bro, what the fuck are you talking
Job
about?
Security.
I gotta
see,
get back to
see, my school didn't need janitors. That was detention. You got to clean the school.
Exactly.
Wipe the windows. Clean the windows.
But I got there. That was my
if
whole
they
thing.
They try to get me detention, I'm about to do something to get suspended.
Yeah.
I'm not about to sit around in a fucking class and... What? Stop it. On Saturday?
That's exactly...
On a Saturday?
But Bons, that's
it,
exactly what I did. Because I came in, and he goes, you can work for 4 hours.
No, you work. You didn't do something to get suspended. That ain't the same thing.
You used 4-letter words.
And I sat there. I was like, fine, I'll sit here in the lunchroom. I'm doing 8 hours. I'm not doing anything. And so every other kid went and started doing their thing, and Mr. Miller came in. He goes... I'm not staying here for 8 hours. I'm like, neither am I.
He goes, you was just a brat. That's all I'm hearing. I don't know how this has anything to do with that. You're just
a fucking brat. But I didn't deserve that Saturday school.
Bro, you deserved it. That's why you got it.
No.
So should your parents...
Should your parents
have gotten a punishment because they raised you to use the 4-letter
words?
They
didn't. Don't put this on their parents. Don't put this on Mama Mary and Papa Joe.
Papa Joe.
No, you don't get to do that. That's a Molly thing. That's all on her.
Fuck this. That's a good episode, dude.
That is on me. That's not about how it was raised.
Papa Joe and Mama Molly are fucking
Mama
saints.
Mary.
Yeah.
They don't use 4-letter words because you said your mom stormed in there and used 4-letter words.
That's her protecting her child as a mom should.
Mama Bear.
The child should not have put herself in a place to be done like that.
All right, moving on.
I mean, at 17, 17, you know everything, though. Right?
I didn't know shit at 17.
I know.
17, you're the smartest. You're the smartest fucking person in the world. The world is your oyster. In Nebraska, it's your cornfield.
It's the reason why I didn't get in a lot
of
trouble.
The world is your cornfield.
Going trouble.
That's fucking good. Almost as good as shit pancakes.
Shit pancakes.
It's still good.
You had to beat her. It's an inside joke. That's why we're all shit laughing hysterically.
Sponsor us and give us cameras.
Sponsored by Mrs. Butterworth.
I gotta pee.
Also this week.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but Shohei Ohtani's interpreter got busted for stealing money from him and gambling with it.
Yeah, I saw that, and I think he's covering up for Ohtani.
You think he's taking the fall?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
But it's funny because he wasn't gambling on baseball or...
It doesn't matter. It just looks bad.
Yeah.
And the Japanese are really big on perception and how that looks. That's why it's turning into a shit show like it is.
Well, yeah.
You don't think it's possible that after a $700 million contract, his right-hand man wasn't like... He's not going to know this is just...
Wow, when he could just ask him for it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to steal it. That's my point. He's his best friend.
People don't give money away, man.
I give it away all the time.
I give it away all the time.
Me too. $4.3 million.
Most people...
Bro, that's a piss in a bucket to him.
Yeah, most people, like, does he even manage his own money?
No.
Probably not.
No, he's got a CPA. He's probably got 10 of them.
He doesn't know, so... What, this guy, how do you have access to his account?
Exactly.
And if what you say is true, why would it be a crime if he was actually handing it over?
No, it's just bad publicity. It looks bad on Ohtani. That's it. It's Japanese culture, bro. They don't, like, respect, honor.
Yeah.
They have to put on a certain face when they're in public. So gambling at all... He probably shouldn't have been doing it, and he was using his friend to do it.
So why wouldn't he be super secret about it and just give him the money rather than it being you were stealing money?
It only came out when he paid it off. Yeah. And then everybody was like, oh, it came up. It was his. At first, the story was it was his gambling debt, and he did it. And then it turned out to, oh, it came out of Ohtani's bank account. And then it turned into, oh, this money was taken without Ohtani knowing.
Without him knowing.
Right. I'm saying it's bullshit.
How does he have access to his bank account?
That's a crime.
That is a crime.
How the fuck does he remove almost $4 million from an account he doesn't normally have access to?
It's a crime. Ohtani didn't
know
about it.
You're not telling me how he committed the crime. You're just saying it's a crime.
He didn't know about it.
Yeah, Ohtani didn't. So how did he...
You're saying that Ohtani gave him the money willingly.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
It's not gambling day. That's not a crime.
Right.
Ohtani didn't know about it. Therefore, he's being charged for stealing money.
He hasn't been charged for anything.
They're investigating. The Dodgers are investigating because...
It wouldn't be news otherwise. Otherwise, he'd have been like, yo, here
you
go.
Bro, you're missing the point.
The interpreter, it was an employee of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
No, he wasn't. He came from the Angels with Ohtani.
Yes, but did he get hired by the Dodgers?
He worked for Ohtani.
Who pays him, Ohtani or the Dodgers?
Ohtani. It's Ohtani's personal trainer.
Therefore,
it's his interpreter, not trainer.
It's his personal interpreter. He brought him with him from Japan.
Yeah.
At the Angels, now at the Dodgers.
And they're good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And how did he have access to Ohtani's account?
Exactly.
He's a good
Ohtani
friend.
Had to.
I'm a good friend. I got access to your account?
No.
My point exactly.
I'm not a multimillionaire.
Would I have it then?
Perhaps.
No. Say no.
No.
Quit playing.
Yeah. Therefore, it wouldn't be a crime if he would have done it, if Otani would have done it willingly.
You're missing a point on the willing. Yes, you are. I'm telling you, he was gambling, but because it's frowned upon in his culture.
You think that
Otani was using his interpreter to do the gambling.
He's the fall guy.
He's the
fucking say that earlier.
All that earlier.
That's a really
did I
good
say
point.
That?
Yes, that's what we're. That's what we're that is what we're getting at this whole time.
And you're too busy.
Everything's falling on the interpreter. But how did he get the money from Otani? Otani. We're saying Otani gave him the money, and he's just taking the fall for it.
You didn't say it like that. Because earlier, and that's a really good point.
That's what I was saying. You wouldn't listen.
Shut up.
Rewind. No.
You wouldn't listen. Yeah. You wouldn't shut the fuck up and listen.
I'm not even supposed to be talking.
Yeah.
But you're talking.
You talk a lot, Stat Boy. I love you.
So we'll see what comes out of that. On a lighter note, you want to talk about this personal trainer?
Yes.
Giving,
I'm a fucking social media junkie, YouTube and Instagram, and I came across Steam on Instagram. His name is Javano McLean. He's from Manchester, England.
England, yep.
And he's a personal trainer, been doing it for 22 years. He gives away free personal training to all disabled people who comes to his gym. And
if you can see this picture right now, that the people probably have like spina bifida or multiple sclerosis, they're just joyous smiles right now are unbelievable. And this is the kind of story that we need to be talking about right now in everything that we talk about that's down and out. But what an amazing person.
Yeah, I guess we can't talk shit about him.
Talking shit about him. Talking shit don't have to be a bad thing.
Yeah. But when everything's going wrong, especially like the past like 5 years and everything, someone to take that platform where you could be making millions of dollars, you could be on YouTube, you could be training celebrities, you could be doing this, and this, and he chose that other way, and it's just it's actually making a difference in other people's lives.
100%.
I mean,
good for him.
Yep.
Celebrity.
And us, like, because that gives us hope in humanity.
Humanity.
When we see other humans making a personal sacrifice to help others.
Yeah.
That's actually why if you ever watched the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Nope.
Before she was
never.
But it was really weird. Is I always thought that was a good show because like you look at news and they just report bad shit. First three stories are usually murder, death, kill. You know, and Ellen just would talk about positive stuff in the world. She had people on there do positive things. Mm-hmm. It was such an uplifting show. That's what, and then when those allegations came out right before her last season about the bullying that and the
because she was all about being be kind.
Yeah,
when she's actually not kind.
Was those proved to be accurate or were they just 110, allegations?
110%.
It wasn't.
It was
Ellen.
It was
necessarily, but it was her staff and the way like they treated the what do you call like the
it was
pages
the way that,
or the
did you say the pages?
It was the
well,
way
isn't like us there's like the lowly people on the gophers aren't they called pages
the
or something?
Peons, oh, peons, the peons.
That's been watching too much Game of Thrones, fam.
No, but
pages.
It came out that she treated
House of Dragon comes back this summer.
She did treat her writers and people that she worked with day to day very poorly.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just hearsay. It wasn't the lowly people getting treated that they never saw her.
Well, it was she treated audio wardrobe she, like the people that you never fucking hear from.
She treated those people day to day very poorly, which when that
which
came
sucks,
to light,
but
which,
you see stories. Go back onto a positive note. Yeah. You see stories like this personal trainer and those people who do good stuff in the world.
Yeah.
I mean. Right now, we're just so stigmatized by the negativity out there.
Inundated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the day-to-day.
Day-to-day. I mean, you look at our first fucking five stories. Death. 17-year sentence.
One that we crossed out.
Cops.
Talk about the one that we crossed out.
No,
the shooter's father and that shit. And
you negated episodes because we were like, we can't make it this sad.
Yeah.
We negated topics.
Today. Yeah.
We crossed out a topic today just because it was so
depressing.
Depressing.
And we're trying to turn the show around, make it on a lighter note.
Yeah.
So we talk about the personal trainer.
I thought you weren't supposed to be talking.
Can we change it up?
Where are you going? What are you doing?
A Nebraska woman allegedly found a lucrative quirk at a gas station pump. Double swiping her rewards card got her free gas. Unfortunately for her, you can't do that, prosecutors said. The 45-year-old woman was arrested March 6th and faces felony theft charges, accusing her of a crime of a cost of $28,000.
So why'd you take our good show and do that?
Because that's fucking funny news that some Nebraska dumb bitch was double swiping her rewards card for 3 cents.
Stop talking.
All right.
Stop talking.
All right.
That's stupid.
I don't. Double swiping her. Okay.
Dude, she faces 20 years in jail for 28,000.
Bro, it's not.
For double swiping. It's like when you find a flaw in the system and you exploit that flaw and then you get busted for it because you're not supposed to exploit the flaw in the system.
20 years in jail.
Ouch.
It's not funny.
So the tournament started.
Yeah.
Going to the picks last week, how do you think you did?
Not very well. I know I picked Nebraska and they lost. I picked Nebraska last night, and they did not show up.
Nebraska.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
So they lost to Texas A&M?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, they got ran out the gym.
Yeah, they
did. They didn't lose.
They lost by eight. They got bludgeoned to death.
Really?
But I will say this. So I'll have to cheer for CU.
Pause on this date.
You want that jinx?
Oh,
you want that there jinx? You go.
Root for Kansas.
I got Kansas in my bracket too.
Please no.
Please no. But I was cheering for him last night, and the fact that both teams scored 100 or above in a
college... Are you talking about the CU...
CU freaking Florida game.
That was a game.
That was a game. And I did keep telling him, because I did pick Colorado over Florida, and I kept telling Judge and Thomas, I go... If Colorado loses this, I'm never gonna cheer for Colorado again.
That was a good game.
It was a great game, but the fact that they both got a little tight at the end there. 102 to 100 for a college game? That's unheard of. That's an NBA score game.
It says
that the Colorado Florida game broke the very last perfect bracket in the tournament.
No, I bet Auburn did.
This says that
the Colorado game
broke the last perfect bracket.
I can't believe people actually picked Oakland over
Kentucky. And there's no way that someone picked
Bijan Robinson did. Like, the running back for the Falcons picked Oakland over Kentucky on his bracket.
What did he know that I didn't?
I don't know. But if you put $10 on that game, it would have paid out.
Where did he go to college? He might have just hated Kentucky and can't.
He went to Texas.
Can you imagine what Vegas is doing right now?
Numbers.
Vegas during March Madness.
Numbers.
If you put $10 on Oakland, it would have paid out like $40,000 or something.
Really? Okay, so you know I say I shouldn't bet.
No. So Vegas.
Money, because the moment I'll start losing money, if I start putting just $10 bets on the underdogs.
You don't have any close.
I was in Vegas a couple of years ago for the first couple rounds of the tournament with my buddies, and we went to the Cosmopolitan. Tickets were, it was you bought a ticket to go into this their banquet room, like their conference room.
Yeah.
It was like $20. It was all you can drink.
Nice.
And they had screens up
$20
everywhere.
All you can drink in tech in
everywhere.
Vegas?
And then they had tables set up where you go line up and you place your bets on the game.
Oh, that's where they're making
their money is the bets on the game.
Yeah, and you're drinking.
Yeah.
But $20, all you can drink.
Yeah, and there's gambling. Do you know how loose your wallet becomes when you drink and gamble?
You're true. I don't get like that when I gamble. I get like that. I'm like, oh my God, that shirt I've been eyeing for a long time. I shouldn't buy it right now. I'm going to buy it right now. I do shopping.
So picks last week. Molly?
Not good.
4 out of 7.
Ugh.
Thomas? 4 out of 7.
What?
Fonzo? 4 out of 7.
Did we all take the same teams?
Me? 4 out of 7.
Coin flip.
It's funny because we didn't pick the same shit.
No. You picked Nebraska.
We all picked different shit.
We all picked a different
teams.
Different team and all because like
for the conference championships.
Yeah, like Molly, you took Wisconsin. We all took Purdue. Wisconsin won. what was the other one? Thomas took. And Fonzo took NC State over North Carolina. You and I took North Carolina. We all took Auburn. You guys took Nebraska, and I took Illinois.
Yeah.
We all got UConn, and then we all got TBD.
To be determined.
Yeah, because that was who was good. We didn't know who was playing Brown.
It was
Yale. Who then won again yesterday? The upset.
Fucking Auburn.
Yeah. That was crazy.
We all picked over TBD.
We all took TBD. I was standing at the bowl. We were standing at the. I was like, "What is Yale's? Are they the?" Bulldogs, the Yale smart guys.
The protractor.
The Yale protractor.
Well, I said last night, I go, it's not fair. I go, you can't be smart and good at sports at the same time.
They're not good. They're just lucky.
But who do you got in the tournament so far?
I'm going to go with UConn, Houston.
Should we write this down, your final four picks?
If you want.
I mean, I can send you my bracket that I have, but I have UConn Houston playing in the finals and Houston winning it all.
That's funny because I have UConn Houston playing in the final and I have UConn repeating.
All right, let me see.
I quickly filled it out Thursday morning. I was listening there. I woke up and I got
my final.
Like,
beep, beep, beep,
beep. Arizona.
All right, Fonzo. Is this for the final four?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're taking Arizona.
UConn.
Houston.
And give me Gonzaga.
Ooh.
Nice.
Molly,
I'm going to take it with my same final four. I have Houston, UConn, Arizona, but I have Creighton going to the final four. You're a number 3 seed.
No, I was looking at this.
So you, would you say?
Basically what he has.
Arizona.
But add Creighton.
But
UConn, Houston, and Creighton.
And then Creighton's my final four.
Interesting. Thomas, you do one?
Are we doing just final four?
Yeah, he does.
Well, we can also call who do you think the first number 1 seed is to lose. Because I have UConn, Houston.
I thought Tennessee was still.
I think North Carolina is going to be the first.
That's what I've got out.
Can I forego?
Oh, I had Kentucky going. Fuck.
Busted. Right.
Fucking Oakland. Yeah, Houston, Kentucky. Washington State and UConn.
I've
got Washington beating Iowa
Washington
State.
Washington State?
Yeah, I've got Washington State beating Iowa State, number 2 seed.
Stop.
Next
it.
Game.
Oh, no, that's. I'm not. Final four. Houston, UConn, Alabama, and Purdue is who I picked.
But Alabama Road.
I was looking at the right. They have this. That's set up weird, but. Because I was looking up here, And I was like, wait, that's not the... That's coming out of there. So, yeah. Yeah,
here's, you got to go there.
Here's my final four. UConn, Houston, Alabama, Purdue.
Is Tennessee still in it?
Yeah.
No.
Aren't they?
No. Tennessee is not in it at all.
Who bumped them?
I thought Tennessee was still in it.
I don't think they were even in the tournament. I don't think they were in it.
Yeah, they played Texas.
Yeah, Fonzo knows.
Well, it was two orange teams.
CSU couldn't overcome Texas. They got they got the barn, the doors blown off.
Are we doing Final Four?
Yeah, you're just doing Final Four, babe.
All right, I'm taking for Final Four picks?
Yep.
I'm taking Tennessee, North Carolina, UConn, and Houston.
Are they in the same brackets, though?
No. They're all number ones, okay. I think.
Oh.
Are they?
Yeah.
No. Tennessee's not number one.
No, Tennessee is a number two.
Tennessee's a number two.
Just want to make sure that Tennessee's not in one of the brackets that...
That's still a Final Four, though.
Yeah.
You're not...
But she's saying that they... One of your picks could be from the same region, is what she's saying. They both could be in the West. So in order for that to happen, one of them would have to eliminate the other if they ran into each other.
Yeah.
That's all she said.
I was just making sure they weren't in the same bracket.
No, same side of
Tennessee's,
the bracket.
Tennessee's the number two seed, and they're in the bracket with Purdue, who took the one seed.
Those are my four picks.
Did you pick Purdue?
No.
He said Tennessee, UNC, UConn, and Houston.
Yeah, what? So he's good. You're good.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. See, I'm not a fucking idiot.
Yet to be proven.
Get a good college education from the University of Nebraska. Oh, brought to you by the University of Nebraska.
Did you just really do that?
Oh, really?
He said that to me last night.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, it's proven fact that CU is a better academic school than Nebraska, bro. Like, you can't fight that fight. You can fight the fight of Nebraska being a better athletic university in years past. You can't fight the fight of it being a better academic school. It's not even close.
We have astronauts.
The number one school in the world to produce NASA astronauts and
we have astronauts.
Academics.
Stop talking.
Dyson vacuums were patented there.
They're not number one in academics, bro. Their school's called Yale, Brown.
No.
The Brown
Yeah.
I'm talking about astrophysics. There's never been more astronauts, more fucking people produced than...
All right, time to wrap it up.
Boulder, Colorado.
Molly's... Do the playoff music. All right, we'll catch you next week on another episode where hopefully we'll have all positive stories.
We'll have it, I promise.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Bye-byes.